I'd like to share a piece of remarkable audio, in my opinion. This is an audio boo made by the Boo Magnet. She sent it to me, and I've asked her permission to share it with you. It is a piece that I consider to be special because it alerted me, made me aware of the incredible amount of experience that is there to be enjoyed through hearing. And she is a blind person, and this is what she has to say.
I love it.
She did like my daughter speaking on audioboo.
I loved your boo the other day as well, when you were in the car and she was playing with her Nintendo. There's so many of them. Different types of them. DS, I think it was. I loved it. And I just love your boos because they're very, informational, and they really make you stop and listen. And being a blind person myself, I love to listen. I'm known to go for a walk with my dog, and I will stop and I will just stand there and I will listen to nature. I will listen to the birds, to the song they're singing. I will listen to the leaves that are left blowing in the trees. The other day we had a little bit of a snow come down here, and I was out with the dog, and I stopped, and I just listened to the gentle tapping of the snowflakes on my coat. And I thought to myself, if everyone in the world just took a moment and listened, they would actually appreciate things a little more. I think that people with very good vision just rely on it a lot, and they don't really get in tune with their listening ability. I believe that nature tells a story. If you listen to the birds, and the birds are singing, then everything's okay. Excuse me, sorry. It's very early here, and I couldn't sleep, so I thought I'd reply to your boo. And then, if all of a sudden the birds stop singing, there's a reason. And usually right before a storm here, the birds just stop. There's no sound at all. And they're gone. But once that storm is done, and the ground is soaking wet, you can just hear the cheerfulness in the birds as they dive down and try to get into the ground for the worms. It's just, it's an amazing thing, you know? It really is. I mean, if people just, as I said, stopped and listened, and really listen to nature, you would hear a very awesome story from nature. I'm fascinated by the different sounds of different things. Like some chip bags, or I guess you'd call them crisp bags, sound different. I used to be able to, go into the store, the grocery store. This is quite a number of years ago. And I could go and I could take a bag of chips, and at the time, different kinds of chips had different sounding bags. And so I could tell by shaking, by kind of rattling a bag or moving it around in my hands, by the sound what kind of chips they were. But now they've, of course, changed that, and it's kind of like play the guessing game of the chips. But I actually use digitized, on my iPhone to read the barcodes in the grocery store. And it works great. And I can do my shopping independently by reading those barcodes. Unless, of course, there isn't one in the database. Then I'm not afraid to ask for help, and I'll insert it into their database on the digitized database for the, you know, so that other people can scan that barcode and know what they're buying. So I just thought I'd come in and reply to your boo, and I love your boos. I loved your boos when you were at the Web Summit. Very interesting. And I listened to all your boos. I don't mean that I heard your boos. I listened to the different sounds of the people. I listened to just the echo of the place, you know? I don't know, I'm just fascinated by these strange things. I love audio boo because you can travel by listening to people. You can experience the world in different ways. I love McColligan's boos, his morning thoughts, the birds, the description of his garden, all kinds of things. So I'm like him. I listen to audio boo a lot. I think of audio boo as an extension of my family because audio boo is different. It's audio. You get the real emotion of people. You get that anticipation of a child. You know, I could hear your daughter trying to open the crisps. I thought, I hope she gets them open. You know, because some of them are hard to open. And, you know, it's just wonderful. Audio boo makes you listen. And I want to thank you for sharing your boos and sharing your daughter. And I love your boos. And I'm actually kind of hungry now that I listened to that boo in regards to the fish pie thing. Sounds very good. Anyway, I'm gonna go get some more sleep, but I wanted to pop in and give you a boo. And, I am following you on Twitter, by the way, and I love your Twitter feed as well. I just followed you the other day. I love it. Thanks for your boos, and have a great day.
Well, I did have a great day after that. That is... In my experience, you know, the finest manifesto for audio that I have heard. I cannot remember a better one. And I think it's a remarkable piece of expression. You know, it's obvious that it wasn't scripted. It came straight out of the heart. And I was very moved by it, and I replied in a direct message on Audioboo, and I couldn't resist asking permission to share it. And it's not because the Boo Magnet likes my Audioboo. That's not the reason I'm sharing it. I'm sharing it because it is, it expresses something remarkably well. And I felt that it was too precious to just have sitting on my iPhone. And I will play it, and I want to transcribe it, actually. I want to pin it to a wall. In words, because I won't always be able to listen to it, you know, but I also want to see what it is like written down as a piece, and I'd like to put the writing and the audio together. And I just want to say, you know, this is my way of saying publicly thank you I've said it privately, and I hope you all liked listening to it. And I hope it's more than like, actually. I hope that it will affect your sensitivity. And that's what I wish, my hope.